This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. Denny Matthews joins us on the show today to talk about one of the hottest teams in baseball, the Kansas City Royals. Denny, how are you doing today?
Doing just superbly.
Denny, let's just start with this. You always preach patience, and I know in April it's easy to get all excited, too high or too low about a team. You always are steady, and this team has certainly rewarded you. They have really turned things around the last 21 days or so.
Yeah, and there are going to be ups and downs throughout the next 5 months. I mean, let's be honest. And they're in a good stretch right now. The White Sox come to town, and the Royals hopefully will have a good series against them, then Boston for the weekend. So it's a good homestand. It's a homestand that you would think that the Royals could make up a little bit of ground here, but still, they have to play well, they have to execute, and if they don't, even a team like the White Sox can turn you on your ear.
What is the difference about the Royals now than maybe a month ago?
The pitching has been consistent. The defense, I think, is executing a little better. Maybe weather has something to do with that, and the pitching, the hitting is coming around, and some of the guys that are contributing now weren't over the month of April. So, yeah, the lineup is a little more difficult to pitch around or pitch to now, and that makes a big difference too.
I feel like a lot of that you can contribute to Salvador Perez, certainly a lot better offensively than he was the first 20, 25 games or so. Same thing with Vinny Pasquantino. They are two very different players, and whenever you get those two players going, along with Bobby Witt Jr., we'll talk about him and his hit streak that recently came to a close. This offense is pretty formidable when they can get those three guys going.
Yeah, for sure. And those are the three that carried the team last year. And it takes more than just a trio to consistently, over a six-month period, just continue to fuel your offense. So, yeah, and you know that Perez is going to contribute offensively. He's got to stay healthy, obviously. Well, everybody does. Pasquantino has a track record as a very productive and good big league hitter. You knew he wasn't going to hit 170 over the course of the long season. So, yeah, and past records do mean something because that's the level at which that player is probably going to reach at some point in time. There's not a whole lot of difference between really good players from year to year. There's going to be a little bit of a variance, but not too much.
Right now, we're talking to the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Denny, I feel like Vinny is getting his timing back a little bit now. The month just started. Vinny has two home runs this month. He's also hitting .316. This is the Vinny that we saw in June or July right before that injury.
Yeah, he probably would tell you that over the first part of the season this year, he was a little bit too pull conscious. And once you start going to, as a left-handed batter, once you start going left center to dead center, then you work your way out of that slump and work your way around to your pull side, to your power side, although Pasquantino has good power to all fields, as does Witt and Salvador Perez. But I think that was the big change for Benny. I don't think he ever loses a lot of confidence. He knows he's a good hitter, and I'm sure in his heart he realized he was going to be coming around. But it's the old thing about just start going to the opposite field. You see the ball longer out of the pitcher's hand. Your swing is better. You can draw walks more if you're watching the ball better. And I think he would just say that plus confidence in the way he goes.
One player we haven't talked a whole lot about so far in this stretch has been Mikel Garcia. What are you seeing different from him this season than you've seen from him in years past?
Same thing. Go to the opposite field. And once he started that, he was seeing the pitches better. He was seeing the pitches longer. He was making better contact. And it's a complicated thing, but it's a simple thing. I'm talking about the art of hitting. And if you get out of your norm, if you lose track of your fundamentals, you're gonna scuffle. And once you come around, then you get the confidence back, you get the good swing back, and I think that's what happened to him.
Right now, we're talking to Denny Matthews for a few more minutes here. Let's talk about Bobby Wood Jr. It's kind of one of those things that he's so great and so consistent that we kind of overlook when he does something incredible. I mean, having a hitting streak for over 20 games, I think it got to 22, that is just a testament to the kind of hitter that he has developed into.
Yeah, and I don't think that surprised anybody. And then he hit a little bit of a lull, and that's going to happen. It's a hard game. Hitting big league pitchers is not easy, and it's not automatic. You have to work at it. He does. He's very talented. That helps. But his slumps are going to be very small. And the lesser hitters, their slumps last a little bit longer. Instead of maybe 7 games, their slumps last 14 games. And Bobby Witt, because of his skill, because of how smart he is as a hitter, and he understands, I think, the pitches he can handle and the pitches that he can't. And as a great hitter, you don't go after the pitches that you know you really can't handle that well. You get 2 strikes on you, your mindset changes a little bit. But he's smart enough to know that if he has attacking pitches that he has before successfully, he's going to wait for those pitches. You got to be patient too, and then once, as I say, you get to 2 strikes and you lock into a bit of a defensive mode, and he's very good at that, and he's not afraid to go to the opposite field. And a lot of times when he gets 2 strikes on him, you'll see him swing and the ball goes to right center or right field.
Denny, what is a characteristic that you notice among great hitters? You've certainly seen a lot. I mean, you saw one of the best hitters in baseball history in George Brett, and we are seeing one of those guys develop right now in Bobby Witt Jr. What are some similarities you see across the board that makes someone a great hitter like those two guys?
You start with balance. You start with confidence. You start with, again, swinging at the pitches that know you can hit, staying away from the pitches that would give you trouble. And there's so many other fundamentals that go into it. But patience, knowing that when you're in a bit of a lull offensively, you slow things down mentally and physically, you go to the opposite field, you look at the pitches longer, and sooner or later, while you get your swing back and you're able to go to your pull side with more power. But the great hitters do that, and the great hitters have tremendous confidence. If they get 2 hits early in the game, they want 3 and 4 hits. And they're not satisfied until they get those. Other guys, well, I got 2 hits tonight, and that's pretty good. And I had 2 more at-bats, and I made out. Well, that's 500. That's pretty good. Well, the great hitters don't think that way. They think, if I've got 3 hits, I want 4. If I got 4, I want 5.
I imagine there are some things about your job that are still, like, very, very rewarding. Like, even though you've done it for all this time, like, it's still special things that you see when you go to the ballpark. What is it like to see someone like Noah Cameron in his first start have such a memorable first start?
Well, you just automatically root for them, don't you? And you kind of are standing out there on the mound with them and just hoping for the best. And if they have a good outing, you feel good. And I think it comes down to that. And naturally, from around here, then you're going to root for them. They're one of yours, so to speak. And I thought it was pretty impressive, the first outing.
Last thing here, the Royals are getting Cole Reagans back. We just talked about Noah Cameron. He is now back in the minors. You kind of knew that there wasn't really a spot for him right now, but if certainly an injury happens, he's going to be one of the first people mentioned to come up. How important is it? How big is it to get Cole Reagans back?
That's big. And stay healthy. That's the biggest thing. That's the one thing that I always am concerned about when I see him out on the mound. Just stay healthy, and he's going to be just fine. But he can't get hurt. That's the bottom line.
That is Denny Matthews, the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals. The Royals are one of the hottest teams in baseball. Denny, we look forward to the next time we talk to you. The Royals won a couple more series. Thanks a lot for popping on today.
That sounds good. Talk to you then.
Absolutely. That is Denny Matthews joining us on the show. Always great to catch up with him. Coming up on the other side, sometimes you got to know your role and shut your mouth. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
All right, we're going to get back to the Royals coming up in just a bit. I do want to talk about one of the hottest teams in baseball. We'll get back to the Royals. We'll get back to talking baseball. But if you guys could indulge me for just a little bit to talk about a story that I have recently become aware of in the National Football League. Now, you guys know who Abdul Carter is. He was the number 3 overall pick. Very talented linebacker from Penn State. He was drafted to the New York Giants. So he, at first, wanted to wear number 56. Number 56 is Lawrence Taylor's number. You could argue that Lawrence Taylor is the greatest defensive player in the history of the National Football League. That if they made a Super 22, I mean, we made a team that we think this is the best possible football team that you could create. Lawrence Taylor would start on that team. So Abdul Carter, who just got drafted by the Giants, hasn't done anything in the league, wanted to wear number 56 for the Giants. So he said, hey, Drew Rosenhaus, that's his agent. Can you put the call in for me? Can you connect us? And, you know, let's see if he's interested in doing that. I mean, your agent's taking, what, 2, 3%? You got Drew Rosenhaus. I'm sure he can get Lawrence Taylor on the phone. So he gets Lawrence Taylor on the phone. LT says, no, I am not unretiring my number for you to come back and wear it. Now, Lawrence Taylor came out and said, I support Abdul Carter. I just want him to make his own mark. Quote, he has to be the player that he is. He can't be another Lawrence Taylor. Well, maybe he can be better than a Lawrence Taylor. Who knows? But he has to make his mark. It's up to him. And I'm hoping that he's not thinking, oh, man, I got shot down by LT. It's not like that. It's, hey, I'm with you. I mean, I'm going to be the guy that takes two. I'm going to be two steps behind you and making sure that you don't fall. So at first, you went to LT. You went to Lawrence Taylor, the best player in that organization's history, maybe the best defensive player ever, and you wanted him to unretire his number for you. That's number one. You haven't even got your first check yet from the New York Giants. You haven't put your pads on, haven't practiced. All right. So LT says no. And I think LT's well within his right to say that. I don't have any problems with LT saying, no, I'm not unretiring my number. And I'm even going to let LT talk in third person because, I mean, it's Lawrence Taylor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to check Lawrence Taylor on that. No, if you want to, hey, you're right. There might not be another Lawrence Taylor. To quote Stephen A. Smith, you are a bad man. Now let's move on. After being shut down by one Giants legend, you would assume that he is just like, you know what? Maybe I should wear a different number. No, he now wants to wear Phil Simms' number, the number that he wore in college, number 11. All right, makes sense. He then reaches out to Phil Simms and asks, hey, can I wear the number? Phil is fine with it, actually, and is willing to go along with it. He then put a vote to his family. His family said, no, we're not unretiring your number so Abdul Carter can wear it. This would be my message to the young gun. You right now are focused on the wrong things. You're going up against legends, royalty. This would be like if Drake May wanted to wear number 12 for the Patriots. Or whomever is going to replace Patrick Mahomes, you try to put in the phone call and you want to wear 15. No, that's their number. That's the number that they built. They created their legacy. They went on to have great success in that number. You have to put your own work in around here. Wear whatever number you want. You can't wear 56 and you can't wear 11. Wear number 8 for Kobe. Who cares? But go out there and ball out. You're calling LT to get his number and then that fails. Now you want to wear Phil Simms' number? My brother, you are making it already hard enough on yourself. You were the top 5 pick in New York. The pressure is already immense. Now your first story in the league is that you called two of the greatest players in the organization's history to try to wear the number? I don't know who's advising this young man. I mean, Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. It seems like he knows what he's doing here. And I understand you got to listen to what your client wants. Hey, this is what you want to do. Sure, I'm happy to put you in contact with these people. Someone's got to sit the young gun down and just simply tell him, no. Do some things first. Go out, make a Pro Bowl, be an all-pro guy, get double-digit sacks. You spent the first week of your NFL career worried about what number you're going to wear. Worry about other things. How are you going to produce in the league? Focus on the right things. That'll be my message to Abdul Carter. I'm usually for the young guns. I'm on their side. I want to be on his side. But you can't. First thing you do is when you get on the team, you want number 56 on the Giants? You can't be a linebacker in Baltimore and want to wear 52. That's Ray Lewis's number. You can't do that. The Chiefs can't let another tight end wear 87. No. That number's done. It's over. No one can ever wear 87 after Travis Kelce. No one else can wear 15 when Patrick Mahomes is done with it. Rob, what's wrong with these young boys? What's wrong with these young guns?
Listen, I'm not trying to defend the kid, but just for the devil's advocate's sake here, isn't this a way of him honoring former Giant legends? Like, I'm all for him creating his own path and doing the same thing, but I mean, Phil Simms didn't seem to care. It's another era of 11. It's like in college sports. There have been other players who wore 10 at Missouri. There have been other players who wore 9 at Missouri. There are other players at Kansas that have worn number 4. There have been a great lot of them in basketball. Isn't that just part of creating the legacy and the nostalgia and the allure of the number? Like, I can at least squint my eyes and see what he's trying to do. I also am surprised Phil Simms' family said no when Phil Simms says, I don't care, go crazy. Why does Chris Simms get a vote? Why doesn't Phil's vote count more? But I at least can squint my eyes and see what Abdul Carter is trying to do, but he's worried about the wrong things right now.
I think it's a little bit different in college because of the scholarship limits. There's so many different players. I get that part of it, right? I understand that. I get that part. Someone says, who cares what numbers? He wants to wear whatever number, let him wear it. A, the numbers are retired, so you can't wear whatever number you want to wear. They have to approve it. And when you say who cares what number, your number is synonymous with you as a player. I understand if you're a player and you build this legacy, how you think, hey, I put my work in that number. And then the organization tells you, hey, you know what? You're right. No, nobody else can wear it. I mean, when I say 23, there's only one athlete that we think about. Plenty of other players have worn 23. There's only one player to think of when I mention it. There's one. In baseball, when you say 42, there's a reason why 42 matters. Yes, your number matters in this. So no, you can't be the hot shot new rookie coming in and now you want to take all the... No, that's not how this works. We're not changing the rules for you. You pick your own number and then you go build your legacy and then hopefully LT's still around. Phil Simms is still around. They can be at your presentation when they're retiring your number.
But then, in the world we live in with retiring numbers, which is no one's going to undo the world we live in, you potentially, with franchises like, let's say, the Yankees, you run into players wearing goofy numbers because half the numbers are no longer available. Like, the Yankees are a perfect analogy. You can't wear 2 anymore in New York, Derek Jeter. You can't wear 3 anymore in New York because Babe Ruth. You can't wear, 6? Was Lou Gehrig, I believe, or maybe Yogi Berra, and Yogi Berra was 8, so we haven't even gotten to the number 10 yet, and I have 4 numbers you can never, ever wear in New York. There are probably others. I know Mariano Rivera was the last player to wear 42. It's double retired in New York because of Jackie Robinson, so I understand where the young guys are coming from, where it's like, hold up, if I get drafted or put into an organization with incredible history, I have to pick a goofy number like 64 because everything's off the board.
I'm guessing, and I don't know because the Chiefs or the Royals are not one of those organizations. I'm assuming they just retire your jersey and not your number.
But the Chiefs, no one can wear 58.
Yeah, that's a little different reason because I get that. But like I'm saying is for the Lakers. If they retired numbers, what numbers could you wear in basketball? You couldn't wear 8, you couldn't wear 24, you couldn't wear 32, you couldn't wear a lot of different numbers. So I think some organizations like the Yankees, they just retire your jersey and not your number, where for a team like the New York Giants that don't have the storied history that the Yankees do or the Celtics are one of them, yeah, no, this number is off limits. I mean, I feel weird whenever I see Peyton Hendershot wearing 88. Why are they giving random tight ends Tony Gonzalez's number? Why? They should never do that. They should never just randomly give Jody Fortson Tony Gonzalez's number. And I will have this same stance whenever Travis Kelce is done and he is done playing football. No, they shouldn't give Jared Wiley his number. Never. You should never be allowed to put that number on again. It's done.
I will say this to further my Yankee point. I looked it up. The Lakers don't retire your jersey. They retire your number. Here are the numbers you cannot wear if you get drafted by the Lakers.
Well, you better wear number 91.
Like you can't wear 8, 24, 13, 16. They retired Pau Gasol's number. That's wild to me.
Wow. Why did they retire his number? Hey, you know what? You're best friends with Kobe. We got to retire your number.
I mean, it's about to get weirder. You can't wear 21 because of Michael Cooper. That one's also surprising. Elgin Baylor, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They retired Shaq's number 34. Jerry West, James Worthy, George Mikan. Not that anyone's going to wear 99 in basketball. The Yankees do the same thing. If you're pick a player in the draft this year. I mean, any player. Like Caleb Grill.
Travis Hunter. Yeah.
Travis Hunter. I'm using a basketball player.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Caleb Grill. I'll say him a
Cooper Flagg.
Cooper Flagg. Yeah. If he gets drafted by the Lakers and he's like, man, I would really like to wear 16. Nope, you can't. Pau Gasol. Man, you know what? I'm a big fan of 21. Too bad. Michael Cooper. That's just when Shaq got traded there, he couldn't wear 32. I mean, it's a little bit goofy if you keep retiring all these numbers.
Hey, them the breaks. I'm sorry. Shaq, you went out and you changed numbers and you made that number iconic. They put a statue out there and that's it. You're done. Great. Congratulations. Salute to you. Someone on the text line said, just get rid of numbers altogether. That's when I know it's time to move on from this. There's a reason why they have numbers. It's not like they're going to be like holding Juwan Taylor. Come on now. We know why they do this. We know why. Let's calm down. Someone said, I'm with you. Nobody should be wearing 88. We all think it looks goofy when they give Peyton Hendershot Tony Gonzalez's number. We all think it's goofy. Why is he? It's like you're doing this on purpose just to upset us. You wouldn't do Mahomes like this. You wouldn't do Chris Jones like this. Why are you doing Tony like this? He in the Hall of Fame too. It ain't right. Let's move on. Let's talk about the Royals. I do just want to talk about the Royals. Actually, this is kind of a Royals topic, but it's more of a baseball Orioles topic than anything. I only am thinking this because the person earlier was like, well, man, I thought the Royals were going to take the next step. And I mean, they could have been the Orioles. The Orioles were 58-38 last year at the All-Star break. The Orioles were amazing. I mean, the Orioles had maybe the best young shortstop in baseball, and people were talking real high about the Orioles. I mean, they were really good, right? They had Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holliday and Adley Rutschman. I mean, people loved the Orioles last June, last July, right? They were 20 games over. We were talking about the Orioles winning the World Series, at least being in the conversation of it, winning their division, winning the World Series. They were the example of a team that drafted right and did all the right things. Since last year's All-Star break, the Orioles are 46-53. They're 46-53. They plateaued. They peaked. The Royals are better than the Orioles. That's what we learned over the last half of season of baseball. The Royals are better than them. They were better than them in the second half. They were better than them in the postseason. They were better than them in the first half of this season. So I would say, yes, should the Royals be maybe further along than they should be? Okay, we could. Reasonable minds can disagree. We could have that conversation. You could be the Orioles. The Orioles were a team that were, they were the hot young, hey, this is the team that's next up. Look at all these stars. They got off to a terrible start. They're 13-20. They're 13-20. They're bad. We've now seen them twice this season in Kansas City. They're not the Royals are better than them. I just want to point out that the Royals, I give the Royals a lot of credit. Maybe I shouldn't, but I give the Royals a lot of credit. The Royals were 8-14 and looked lifeless 2 weeks ago. Looked done. I wish I could keep the text from the text line and going back to 2.5 weeks ago to what many of you thought and said about the Kansas City Royals. And since that point, since they were 8-14, they have been on fire since then. They've been on fire. They've gone 11-2 since then. 11-2. And now they have a 4-game set against the Chicago White Sox. I mean, a team that they beat around. They beat around the White Sox. They own them. The White Sox are terrible. And they got Boston coming up. A team that, hey, it's a coin flip series. You could argue the Royals are better. You could argue the Boston Red Sox are better. They're a team that they're in the same weight class. Boston is not a heavyweight. They're a welterweight. They're in the same weight class as the Royals. It's a coin flip series. The Royals, they have figured a way to pick themselves up off the ground. We make the point all the time. You can't make the playoffs in April. You can only miss it. We have all seen a lot of Royals Aprils that started the way that the Royals started, where it is about to be over before it ever begins. I can't think of too many times where the Royals looked like they were about to drive into the tree
and then corrected themselves and got back on the road and then started going 80 miles an hour. Because usually that start that the Royals had, they end up flaming out and crashing out almost every Royals season that I can imagine. When they start how they started, they're done. Not this team. They've been very resilient. And, I mean, almost in the blink of an eye, this is a team that went from losing 8 of 9 to then going 11-2. I mean, it is a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde night and day difference about the Royals from the earlier 2 weeks to where we are right now. The Royals deserve a lot of credit for how they've turned things around.
They're immense credit. I mean, I do wish we had kept the text. You would have thought at 9-14, and listen, I'm not trying to defend 9-14. 9-14 was bad. But 9-14 is not a death sentence. And you would have thought on the text line, the Royals were 9-62, the way people were talking. You would have thought the Royals had started 0-30. It was doom and gloom, and they deserve all the credit in the world for bouncing back. I also think, and you were talking about the Orioles and how fast it ends. I remember Jeff Passan last year and his preseason expectations thought they'd be the best team in the AL. He had them winning 100-plus games last season. They obviously didn't do that. They lost in the wild card round of the Royals. Man, it just shows we've had our arguments on this show about if the Royals have done enough to surround Bobby Witt with a good offense and if they've done enough to, you know, do enough to maximize Bobby's ability. Man, the Royals might not invest a lot in bats, and they might have a, you know, bad offense that has a chance to rise to mediocre. Man, the Orioles have put a lot in that young core when it comes to hitting and not a lot in that pitching staff. And it feels like that's the reason for their fall off. Gunnar Henderson can still hit. Adley Rutschman can still hit. Jackson Holliday, Matt Holliday's kid, came up. He had a nice weekend. He can hit. Westberg, when healthy, he can hit. They have the bats. That ownership group and that general manager have invested none in pitching. They had two guys pitch this last weekend. When you were gone, me and Bink were joking about it. They had two guys pitch who had ERAs over 5. Like, yes, the Royals have not put a bopper behind via free agency or trade behind Bobby Witt, but they have signed Cole Reagans to a contract. They have brought Michael Walker back. They have taken care of Seth Lugo. Like, yeah, the Royals' game plan might be, you know, gritting out 3-2 wins, but it looks like the alternative is what happened in Baltimore. And there today, you know, Tim Barbalay's show was talking about what has happened to this franchise.
Someone on the text line says, guys, you were down on them too. Don't dodge your words. We were all down and concerned. I was never all the way out. Yes, I was down on them. There was no way to be high on them. I didn't throw the Royals away. I want that to be known on the text line, 913-586-7965. I was never out all the way. It was not going good for the Royals. No question about it. I was never out. I was still holding on. I still believed. I wasn't out all the way.
If I recall, this show had one rule for the Royals-Rocky series, which one was really bad. Just win that series.
Yeah, no,
we hadn't quit. We just said, you got to win the Rocky series.
Yeah, that's kind of where, I'll go back and say it. That Rocky series was the one I was like, all right, if they lose this series to the Rockies, I don't know what conversation we need to have about them. I was still in it. Now, sure, some people wavered a little bit. I'm not going to make it seem like everybody was out. Some of you were out on the Royals 2 weeks ago and thought that this season was completely lost. Those are the people that I'm talking to. If you wavered a little bit, sure. I mean, there ain't nothing that positive when you start 8-14. I ain't saying that they needed a parade when they were 8-14. They were bad. They were 8-14, and they lost. They lost an entire week. Every night you went home to watch the Royals, they lost. Every night. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Every night, they lost. I get it. I'm not going to make it seem like I was positive during that time. I wasn't out, though. I want that to be my legacy there. I wasn't out. Someone on the text line says, you can go back to when Kelsey was washed takes. I feel like I was right about that one. I know you guys don't want to give me the credit about being right about Travis Kelce. I feel like I was the first one to notice that Travis Kelce wasn't himself anymore. You guys didn't want to notice that about Travis Kelce. But you know what? That's not what I want to talk about that. We don't got to focus on that, but I certainly don't feel like I was wrong about that opinion about Travis Kelce. In fact, I think I was the first one to say it and to notice it about Travis Kelce. Now you guys don't even care how he does now. I mean, maybe he gets 1,000 yards. That ain't how it used to be.
Secret plays. They got secret plays for him now.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
Got to hold him back. If he gets 1,000 yards, bad coaching. That's just terrible, terrible roster manipulation.
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely, 100%. All right, coming up on the other side, you know what? I actually want to talk a little bit of NBA. We'll also continue to talk a little bit of Royals baseball. The Royals have been the absolute hottest team in baseball. They are 11-2 the last 2 weeks, and they are coming back home to take on the Chicago White Sox, a team that they have absolutely smoked. They have been smoking teams for the last couple of weeks or so. And you might find this kind of hard to believe. Hitting home runs works. It certainly worked this weekend for the Royals. They had an incredible series. Mikel Garcia has been on fire the last 2 weeks. Since the Royals ended their losing streak against the Tigers, he is hitting .400. He has a .444 on base percentage with 2 home runs, 5 doubles, and 4 RBIs the last handful of weeks for the Royals. It has been a very, very strong appearance from him. He's really, really gotten back on track offensively. Coming up on the other side, we are heading into the second round of the NBA playoffs. I'll give you guys my bets, what I really like as we head into those series. We'll also continue to talk about the Royals. Speck has a theory about them. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
We'll get back to the Royals here coming up in just a little bit. I want to play for you guys something that Steven Spector said. He has a theory about the Royals, but at least for me, when it comes to the NBA playoffs, I usually try to make a bet based on how I think the series is going to go. So I like the Celtics to win in five games. I'm going to take that at plus 210. I don't think the Knicks are balanced enough to keep up with the Celtics. I don't think they shoot it well enough. And I think that Boston is just too deep of a roster. I think for the Knicks to make it a very, very competitive series. The Knicks, to me, seem like a team that is about to fire their head coach in about 2 weeks, it seems to me. Hey, we've gone as far as we can with you as a head coach. We are about to move in a different direction. So that is one of my favorite bets. You can get the Celtics in five. You can get that at plus 210. I know Rob is very excited to continue to see Jason Tatum have all the success in the world. You know that Rob is a big fan of Jason Tatum. Now, the Timberwolves and Warriors is actually a very intriguing series. I didn't see anything from Golden State in their series against the Houston Rockets to pick them to win this series. I think we saw this same Golden State scenario a couple of years ago, but this team is worse than that team. This is basically the same series that they just had against the Sacramento Kings a few years ago. The Kings were kind of the upstart team. The young team kind of pushed the old team to seven games, and then the older, experienced team dominated in game seven. I think the Timberwolves are running away in this series. Now, I think that Golden State has a good enough home court advantage and Steph is good enough to get them a couple of games in this series, but and sometimes basketball is really simple. Take the team that has the best player. The best player in the Lakers and Timberwolves series was Anthony Edwards. I think the best player in this series is also going to be Anthony Edwards. So you can give me in this one. You know what, Rob? I am going to take the Minnesota Timberwolves to win this game in six. You can get the Timberwolves at six. I am going to give the Warriors a couple of games. You can get that at plus 490 right now on FanDuel if you would like to. Give me the T-Wolves in six. I like them to win that series.
I mean, that's the most interesting series, right? Like, that we have left. Because looking at the betting markets, that's the only one that you feel like, oh, there's some interest and intrigue. All the other ones, massive favorites. I was talking to the boss earlier. He said the Celtics are minus 800 to win their series. The Cavs, before last night, and they lost last night, but they are like minus 400. I believe the Thunder are like minus 800 as well, or minus 700 to win their series. Like, if you're outright betting series winners, the only one with some intrigue and juice is Wolves and Warriors. Everything else seems like the NBA is just, you know, hurtling toward let's get to the Eastern and Western Conference Finals.
Let me give you one more series bets, and we'll get back to the Kansas City Royals coming up in just a little bit. I really like Oklahoma City in this series. I don't think that's that much of a surprise. I think they're the best team in the NBA. I have a tough time completely counting out Nikola Jokic, though, as the best player in the world. Now, I think that the Thunder have good size and can match Jokic down in the post, but I think they're going to get a couple of games. I think that Oklahoma City is too big of a favorite in this series. Now, I'm picking them to win, so I mean, I'm giving them so much of a chance, but you can get the Thunder in six at plus 470. I'm taking it. I think they get a couple of games. I think that Jokic has one or two games that he ends up just going crazy and averaging 30, 32. I think you get enough from Aaron Gordon, you get enough from Michael Porter that you win a couple of games. I'm going to go Thunder in six. I think the value is there for the Nuggets to get a couple of games in this series, but ultimately just lose to a younger, deeper, more talented team in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
This is going to sound weird because I understand that home court is against the Nuggets. It feels like they're going to get a few games. It's got to be early because we're going to have the rest versus Russ conversation. I know we're about to have the rest versus Russ conversation with the Thunder and Nuggets series. The Nuggets have been playing basketball like every other day for 2 weeks now, while the Thunder have hung out at I don't know what the best spot in Oklahoma is. They've been hanging out there for the last 2 weeks, not playing basketball. It feels like if Jokic and co. are going to get one, it's going to be early when they haven't quite found the rhythm yet. They're a little bit, you know, not as sharp as they were in the first round. It feels like if the Nuggets are going to steal games, it needs to be early. Because this is a 2-0 series, I feel like that Nuggets team is due for an implosion.
Yeah, I think at least for me in that series, and we can move on from this and get back to the Royals coming up in a bit. At least for me, what version of Jamal Murray are you going to get? If you get a good Jamal Murray and you got Jokic, Jamal Murray, Christian Brown, and you got those supporting cast, like, you can make this a really intriguing series. You really got one really good game from him in the first series. And if you don't get a really good Jamal Murray in this one, you just don't have a chance to beat Oklahoma City. They've got so many different guys that could score. They got so much size to throw at Jokic. They also got 8 days to rest up for you where you guys didn't get that opportunity because you went to 7 games. Like, I think that's going to factor in, especially early on in this series. You're going to need Jamal Murray to just be really, really good in this series. And I'm not sure if he can consistently be that.
When was the last time Jamal Murray was really, really good?
When they won the championship.
I mean, that was a while ago. That's my point. It's been a minute. Like, it's been a while. I mean, we're going to point to – there's a lot of reasons I think historically we'll talk about the Nuggets, you know, in hindsight with, oh, they only got one with Jokic. Like, that's kind of how it looks like it's trending. It's because the Robin to his Batman has stopped holding up his end of the bargain. Like, basically since the Heat walked off the floor in Denver – Jamal Murray has not been Jamal Murray since then.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that is just the injuries. Like, his body
I'm not saying he's like he stinks, but like, I get why it happens. But it has happened, and they have relied a lot of their offense on him being that next guy. He isn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of the weaker twos that is left. Like, if you were saying who's your second best player, if your second best player is Jamal Murray, that might have helped you win a championship back in 2021. That's just, I don't know if that's helping you win a championship in 2025. I will say, like, we were talking about it a little bit earlier. I've been very impressed with Christian Brown and how he's developed as a player. Like, I kind of thought he was a 6th, 7th guy, like, role player, kind of come off the bench. Like, he's turned into like a do everything kind of guy. He can get you 20 if you need to. He can guard the other team's best perimeter player. He plays with good energy. Like, Christian Brown has developed into one of the better Kansas players in the NBA the last couple of years.
As a KU fan, I feel like he's the best KU player currently in the NBA. Like, Joel Embiid's not technically in the NBA. He's watching from the bench, although he's more talented than Christian Brown. Andrew Wiggins, I know he had some off-the-court personal issues he was dealing with over the last year and a half. He has not been great for the Heat. The Morris, I believe it's Markieff Morris, is still in the league. He's a role player.
Marcus is on
Big 12 Network. Like, Christian Brown is currently the most productive NBA player. Ochai Agbaji is getting hollow buckets in Toronto, which party on. So is he and Grady Dick are having a lot of hollow buckets up in Toronto, just doing nothing for a team going nowhere. Christian Brown is a starting NBA player. I didn't think that would ever happen on a team that is top 4 in the West, and they have the best player in the world. Like, he is the most productive Kansas player in the NBA right now, and it's not close.
Do you think Christian Brown is the last real Jayhawk that Bill Self will have?
I mean, Ochai, they're probably in the same.
Yeah, both of them.
Probably. Just the way the world changed. Although I think KU fans will always, in a year from now, KU fans will remember Darren Peterson fondly. Even though he's going to be a one and done, they will treat him.
Can we see how the season goes first?
We can.
I'm just saying, can we see how the season goes first? Because I'm guessing if I'd asked you the same question about Josh Selby around this time, you would have gave me the exact same answer. It didn't go that way.
Probably. But you've been to KU games. A lot of kids walking around in Embiid jerseys, and his 1 year at Kansas wasn't like gangbusters, but they still remember him fondly.
Y'all claim Embiid like that?
The students do. There's a lot of Embiid jerseys in the student section.
Okay. You guys claim Andrew Wiggins?
There are more Embiid jerseys in the student section than Devontae Graham jerseys, like NBA jerseys. You see more Sixers than Hornets.
Okay, I'm just asking if you consider him if he's the last real Jayhawk. You guys really love Christian and Ochai.
Yeah,
it's a little different love. You guys haven't loved any players you guys have had since then. You don't even love DeJuan like that. DeJuan was on the team.
I mean, Ochai and Christian Brown were local and they won a title. Like, that's, it was like the, it was
DeJuan Harris is local. He won a title. You guys hated on DeJuan Harris for 2 straight years.
He was Alex Gordon. He stayed too long.
He should have left.
He stayed long enough to become the villain. It's like, we talked about at the top of the show. We did the lineup, that 2017 team. Alex Gordon was hated that year because he made $72 million.
Coming up on the other side, we'll get back to talking about the Royals. Spectre has a very interesting thought about the team. I'll tell you what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.